أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ثم أنشأنا من بعدهم قرونا آخرين ما تسبق من أمة أجلها وما يستأخرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayah spoke of a community, spoke of a nation to whom he had sent a certain Rasul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not named the people to whom the Rasul was sent, nor did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide the name of the Nabi and the Rasul. But based on the context, we said that it is most probably referring to Hud or Salih alayhi as-salam, and the community and the people could have either been the people of Ad or the people of Thamud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of their destruction, and it was because of their rebellion and because of the fact that they chose to deny the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to reject him and to belie him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 42 speaks of other communities and other people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and to whom prophets were sent. Allah says, ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, and then after them, after that nation, after the people of Ad, after the people of Thamud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we created and we brought into existence after them قُرُونًا آخَرِينَ, many generations, generation after generation, community after community. مَا تَسْبِقُ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلَهَا وَمَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no ummah, no community, no nation can ever go beyond its appointed time or stay behind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created every community, every nation, every individual with an expiration date. There's a date, and on that date, that is when that community, that nation, or that individual will cease to exist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every community has an ajal, has a fixed term, a fixed time. When they come in, they come with a date, an expiration date, as to when they are going to leave and when they will stop existing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a community cannot go beyond that time, nor can a community ever fall short of that appointed time. ثُمَّ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and then we started sending our messengers. Tatra, tatra means successively. One Nabi after the next, one Rasul after another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept on sending his messengers as the communities were coming, and as the people were being created and brought into this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave them without a Rasul. Every community, every nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a Rasul to them. Allah says, كُلَّمَا جَاءَ أُمَّةَ رَسُولُهَا. But the people were such, and the communities were such, that whenever a Rasul approached them, whenever a messenger came to them, كَذَّبُوا, they belied him. They called him a liar. They rejected him. فَأَتْبَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ بَعْضًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so we followed some of them up with others. One community, because they denied the Prophet and they rejected the Prophet, they were removed and they were destroyed. And we followed them up with another community. And then that community also had a similar attitude like the previous community. So we followed them up with the next community. فَأَتْبَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ بَعْضًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we followed some of them up with others. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَحَادِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we made them ahadith. We made them tales of history. When we think of them, they are just part of history now. No more than that. They have left no legacy behind. They have left nothing behind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we turn them into tales. We turn them into stories that are found only in the books of history. When we do speak of them, it is for historical purposes. And so that we may derive lessons from them and from those communities. Things that we should avoid and things that we should never get involved in, because that could easily lead to our destruction. فَبُعْدًا لِقَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, woe to every nation that does not believe. Woe to every community that does not bring iman. ثُمَّ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى وَأَخَاهُ هَارُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then we sent Musa and his brother Harun alayhim as-salam, بِآيَاتِنَا. We sent them with our sign, our miracle, wa sultan mubin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you send them with a clear evidence, with clear proof, to show that they were sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who did we send them to? Allah says, ila fir'aun wa mala'ih. We send them both to Fir'aun and the mala' of Fir'aun. We spoke of the meaning of mala'. Mala' refers to the chiefs, the leaders within a community, those who occupy positions of prominence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we sent both Musa and his Harun and his brother Harun to Fir'aun and his mala', to Fir'aun and his advisors, to Fir'aun and his courtiers, fastakbaru. But they were arrogant. It was arrogance that stopped them from accepting the truth. And that is one of the signs of arrogance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he defined arrogance, he said, al-bataru al-haq. What is arrogant? Bataru al-haq, to reject the truth. To one who does not like to hear the truth. And he will not accept the truth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described arrogance as such. So these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that when Musa alayhi salam came to them, what was it that stopped them and prevented them from accepting the truth and accepting the message, even though they knew it was the truth? فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they became arrogant, وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا عَالِينَ, and they were a haughty people. فَقَالُوا, what did they say? أَنُؤْمِنُوا لِبَشَرَيْنِ مِثْلِنَا. Should we believe in two human beings? Should we believe in these two human beings? Whereas they are like us, they are like ourselves. And this was the argument of the previous nations as well, that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send a human being who possesses the same qualities that we possess? Should he not be some angelic creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with supernatural power? So qalu anu'minu li basharayni mislina, should we bring iman in two human beings who are like us? Wa qawmuhuma lana abidun, and their people are serving us like slaves? They couldn't believe this. That they come from the same community who are considered as slaves among us. That is the Banu Israel. The Banu Israel were treated as slaves, and they were considered as the weaker sector of the community, the oppressed minority living within Egypt. How can we bring iman, and how can we listen to these two individuals that belong to that community? فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا. Allah says, here as well we find Fir'aun and his people, they belied them. They belied Musa and his brother Aqaf, his brother Harun. And they rejected them. فَكَانُوا مِنَ الْمُهْلَكِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they were also from amongst those who perished and who were destroyed. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we certainly gave Musa the book, referring to the Torah. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ, so that they may be rightly guided. وَجَعَلْنَا ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Isa alayhi salam and his mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we made the son of Maryam wa ummahu, and his mother, we made them both ayatan, a sign for the world, a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of Maryam. Remember, while we know that the birth of Isa alayhi salam was a miracle, but the birth of Maryam alayhi salam was a miracle as well. Her birth, her mother Hannah gave birth to her when she was extremely old. She was of a very advanced age. Her mother Hannah at that time made dua, and she conceived Maryam alayhi salam. So the birth of Maryam was a miracle as well, while the birth of Isa alayhi salam was even a greater miracle. And that's why Allah says, we made them both a sign for the entire world, for the universe. وَآوَيْنَاهُمَا. There was the king of the time who wanted them both killed. While Isa alayhi salam was still a baby and he was still an infant, he wanted the mother of Isa alayhi salam and Isa, mother and son, he wanted them both killed and he wanted them both assassinated. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided shelter for them out of that region, in a different region, within the land of Asham. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآوَيْنَاهُمَا, we provided shelter to both of them. Allah does not specify the place exactly by name. Allah says, إِلَىٰ رَبْوَةٍ, the area where they were given shelter and the area to which we had them sent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, was a rabwa. Rabwa means highland, some elevated place within the land of Asham. That is Qarar. Allah says it was an area that was a place of resting, وَمَعِينَ, and it was a place of springs. So we learned from this, it was a lush area, it was a fertile area, it was a very beautiful area. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, number one, it was on an elevated, raised piece of land, and it was a resting place, meaning a place where there was a lot of tranquility, a lot of peace, a lot of calm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it was a place wherein there was a lot of spring, which means that it was a very beautiful and scenic area which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent them to, and where they had taken shelter against the oppression of the king. May Allah grant them wisdom.